Three unique ways to make money with your podcast beyond traditional advertising. Hi there, I'm Gordon Firemark, the podcast lawyer, and in this episode of Legit Podcast Pro, we are exploring a few of the less traveled pathways toward podcast monetization and uncovering some opportunities that you might not have thought possible. Welcome back to Legit Podcast Pro. I'm Gordon Firemark, the podcast lawyer, and today we're exploring beyond traditional advertising to uncover three creative monetization strategies that you can use with your podcast. And we're going to break down each strategy with some practical examples and show you how to apply these methods to engage your audience and open up new revenue streams. So let's jump right in and get started. First up, we have the approach of leveraging exclusive content. Exclusive content is a goldmine for monetizing your podcast. It's about offering something special that your audience can't get anywhere else and making it worth subscribing for. This could be anything from bonus episodes or detailed guides or even early access to your episodes if that's the way you want to do things. The key is that your content is compelling enough that the audience feels the value in paying for it. One example of this is the New York Times podcast, The Daily, which offers a behind-the-scenes look at how their episodes are made, and that's exclusive to the subscribers. This insider view builds a deeper connection with the audience and encourages those subscriptions. So the way you do this is you start by implementing and identifying what unique value you offer. Is it the expert interviews or in-depth research or some kind of interactive content, that behind-the-scenes thing, that whatever? Platforms like Patreon are perfect for hosting this kind of exclusive content, and that allows you to set up tiered membership levels and all kinds of great monetization strategies. But there are some pitfalls to avoid. First off, don't let the quality of your regular content slip. Your exclusive content should definitely be an addition and not a replacement for the great value content that you already produce. Now, our next monetization approach is to use your platform to market and sell your own educational products and services, things like that. Now, podcasts are incredible education tools, and packaging your knowledge and expertise into a course or a guide can not only add value for your listeners, but also can create some significant revenue. Think about what your audience comes to you for. Is it your expertise in a particular field, or maybe it's your ability to explain complex topics simply? Whatever that is, there's a potential to expand that into educational products like ebooks or online courses or paid workshops and even paid webinars. An example, Grammar Girl, Mignon Fogarty, has successfully turned her podcast into a range of grammar and writing guides, tapping into her audience's desire to improve their writing skills. And my own experience is instructive. I saw the need for clear, concise legal guidance in the podcasting world, which led me to create not just this podcast, but also Easy Legal for Podcasters. It's an online course combined with a library of template legal documents. It's designed for podcasters who are looking to protect their work while still keeping things simple and avoiding having to hire lawyers and the big expense that that can entail. If that's something you're interested in learning more about, actually, I'll invite you to come on over to easylegalforpodcasters.com and check it out. And you can see what I just did there, right? Well, actually, my podcasts also work very well for me just by positioning me as an expert. So when my audience needs legal services of the kinds that I offer, entertainment law, intellectual property, business, podcast-related stuff, or when they encounter other people who need those kinds of service, I am top of mind and they reach out to hire me. So implementing this strategy is a really simple thing. Think of your podcast as the marketing arm for these products and services. Mention the products and services in your episodes. With this model, essentially, you are the sponsor of your show, and you can then build the messaging and call to action right into the content, sort of organically. And it's a great platform from which you can offer discounts and bundles, special promotions, or other incentives to encourage your listeners to become purchasers. One friend of mine, Colin Boyd, is the creator of behind the Expert Edge podcast, and he's the founder of the Sell From Stage Academy. Colin kills two or more birds with one stone because he invites his listeners to send him an Instagram DM showing a screenshot of their review of his podcast. And then in exchange for that, he sends them a free free bonus or a discount on his course and those kinds of things. So it's actually great because it creates the purchase incentive and it gets him more reviews. That's sort of win-win. Now, on this kind of front, pitfalls to avoid? Well, make sure the content and your educational product is unique. The content of the educational product, that is unique and offers value beyond what listeners already get for free on the podcast. But don't dumb down the podcast in favor of selling something else. Make sure you're not just trying to repackage your podcast content either. There's an awful lot that goes into creating a course or an information product, but it can be very, very successful as a strategy to make some money. Now, before I move on to our third unique monetization strategy, I just want to tell you about something that I've made for you. If you are like many podcasters, you could be making the same common mistakes and legal blunders that limit your podcast success. Well, I've created a free on-demand video training called Podcast Success Blueprint, How to Avoid or Overcome Common Legal and Business Mistakes That Can Stall Growth and Limit Profitability. And in this session, it's an on-demand session, you'll discover what those common mistakes are and some easy strategies to navigate the legal and business aspects of podcasting like a seasoned professional. Whether you're just starting out or already have a thriving show, this training is packed with actionable solutions that will propel your podcast growth and profitability without you having to hire consultants and lawyers. So stop wasting time and resources on those mistakes. Sleep better at night knowing your podcast is structured right for maximum protection and security. Join me and learn how getting your business and legal affairs in order is the most important step toward maximum impact, influence, and income potential. Don't miss out. Register now. Visit podcastertraining.com to sign up for free today. And I just realized podcastertraining.com is not the right link. It's gordonfiremark.com/podcastertraining. I tried to get that other one set up and something's not working. So gordonfiremark.com/podcastertraining is the link. All right. Strategy number three is affiliate marketing with a twist. Affiliate product integration is another way of looking at that. Now, with normal, ordinary affiliate marketing, what you do is you make a deal with a brand to promote their product in exchange for a commission when your audience members purchase using a specific URL or a coupon code that lets the brand know you're responsible for the sale. Pretty straightforward. Those commissions can be quite substantial for higher ticket products and services. And even for smaller brands like Amazon, it can add up to a lot because that cookie that gets dropped when they visit that link the first time sticks around for a while. So anything else they buy that week, for example, on Amazon, and let's face it, we all buy on Amazon nowadays. Hey, that can be a commission on all that stuff can be serious money if you play your cards right. But what I'm talking about here is a little more sophisticated than just straight ahead affiliate thing where you add links in your show notes and so on. What I'm talking about is integrating the products that you're promoting into your content in a more authentic way. So you choose products that align with your content and your audience's interests. And rather than just mentioning them, you share your personal experiences or detailed reviews and you genuinely endorse and recommend them to your listeners. The more the audience is connected with you and then you connect them with the product, the more likely they are to buy it and you'll get your commission. A great example of this is the Tim Ferriss Show. Tim expertly incorporates products and services into the content when he interviews guests who maybe are the creators or makers of these products, or when he talks about a product that he uses regularly. It offers listeners valuable insights and recommendations in the course of sort of natural conversation rather than, hey, stop, we got to pay the bills, here's an ad kind of a thing. Now, transparency is key in this situation. If you're going to do this, you have to disclose the affiliate relationships to the audience so you can build and maintain trust. And actually, putting on my podcast lawyer hat here, this is more than just a good idea. It's required by law in most places. Here in the U.S., the Federal Trade Commission requires clear and conspicuous disclosure of any financial relationship when you're making an endorsement of a product. So what you do is you say something. You say, hey, when you use this affiliate link, we here at Podcast Name receive a commission. And that is really the best way that you can support what we do. And we thank you. That's it. Now, that same disclosure rule also applies to situations in which the brand sends you goods or services to review. Whether or not you're getting an affiliate commission, if they send it for free and you're not required to return it, that's a financial relationship that you do need to disclose. Now, that's one of the pitfalls. Other pitfalls to avoid are, avoid recommending products that you don't personally believe in. Your audience trusts your judgment, and misleading them will damage that trust, possibly irretrievably. And don't ever say that you've tried a product if you haven't. Remember, always view what you're doing through the lens of serving your audience. So only endorse and recommend things that you know personally will actually help them solve a problem and provide them real value. So there you have it. Three innovative, maybe a little off the beaten path ways of monetizing your podcast that go beyond the sort of typical sponsorship model we're all familiar with. By offering exclusive content, creating educational products, or thoroughly integrating affiliate marketing, you could unlock new revenue streams while adding value for your audience. So remember, the key is to stay authentic and true to that podcast mission and always be serving your audience. So that's it for today. Thank you for joining me on Legit Podcast Pro. And until next time, keep on podcasting with purpose, and may your rights always be protected.